Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Kensani Mahlangu, communication specialist at the South African National Blood Services. A very, very good morning to you. How severe is the problem?
Good morning, Howard. So at the moment, we are sitting at only two days cover in terms of our blood stock, which actually puts us severely under pressure. Just to give you a bit of context,
at any given time,
we need 5 days blood cover just to be able to supply blood stocks across the country efficiently. So we have less than half of that, meaning we have over 2,000 lives immediately at risk if we do not pick up our blood stock unit.
And so the blood services supplies, obviously, it distributes the blood. It's the central blood bank for the entire country.
That is correct, with the exception of the Western Cape, where the Western Cape Blood Service operates. But we are now, we only have about 1% of South Africans who are regular donors, meaning this always puts pressure on this 1% to actually keep donating consistently to supply blood for the rest of the country. So really, we want to emphasize the point that anyone who is willing and able to take up the cause of blood donation, we need to grow our donor base in order to avoid these consistent crises that we face and shortages.
Right, and the way in which it occurs at the moment is you've got these mobile blood units that are pretty much everywhere. If people are interested, how does one go about finding out where they might be on a particular day?
That's right. We are always at. We have 6 donor centres. I think everyone would know about that. Mm-hmm. And also, we predominantly over weekends and holidays, we are at shopping centres and complexes like that. And people are able to also schedule their own blood drive. If you are part of a club, a sports club, or your church or a community centre, if you go into our website, you can book a blood drive there. Then you just fill in your details and someone will be in contact to help you schedule a blood drive. But in order to know where the blood drives are in your area, you can also contact our call center on 0800 119031. There they can tell you everything you need to know about when a blood drive is in your area or when it is planned. So you can also schedule around your that.
What's been the impact of the pandemic on donors?
So, at the highest stages of the lockdown, we were able to consistently collect. I think people were at home. They really had nowhere to go.
And probably the demand was less. Less car accidents, less crime.
Exactly. So as soon as everything opened up, we have been seeing consistent pressure. And what is noteworthy also is that our donor population is aging, and the older they become, they tend to now come down with ailments that exclude them from being able to donate blood. In the past year, we've lost over 120,000 of our donors for one or another reason. So we are also under pressure, and we really do need help growing the donor population. So everyone who is just now turning 16 and interested in doing this, or anyone older, really, who has never really given blood, but it's healthy enough, please do find out if you are eligible to give blood.
So it's interesting because when I was at university, this was absolutely part of our routine. A group of friends, we would go at that stage. We would go into Hillbrow. I can't remember which was the name of the street, but we would go into Hillbrow where the blood services were located. We'd go one evening, and it was very much. I think it was every 60 days or so that we would do this. We all had our cards. Is this still a thing that people are doing in the same way? And is it maybe worthwhile getting people back and getting our youngsters particularly back into that routine?
It is, Howard. You would actually notice if you went out to the schools to see that the students really are very proactive in donating blood.
That's brilliant. We have
lots of our blood controllers who are actually high school students, So this is a great initiative. Also, if groups of friends also take up the cause, as you say, every 56 days, you go together as a group and donate blood.
Right.
We actually do encourage that. So we want South Africans to please talk about blood donation with your friends, your families, your communities. And, if you are able to influence one person to take up the cause, that is a move in the right direction, and they can pay it forward as well and bring someone else.
What are the preclusions? What would preclude somebody from donating blood? What types of medication, for example, or past illness?
So that is actually very technical. I think we have nurses at all our donor centers, mobile and fixed, who are able to tell you whether or not you are able to donate blood. But these would be some certain chronic illnesses, or if you are on a specific type of medication or being treated for a specific illness. But there is a variety of these, and I think often you find that there are misconceptions around who cannot donate blood. So it's very important for all of us to educate ourselves on whether or not we are able to give blood. Our website has extensive information on this, so I would encourage everyone to visit our website and just get themselves informed.
One of our listeners here says that it is so satisfying and so simple and painless to donate blood. It's a huge mitzvah, a huge good deed. People do not appreciate how feel good it is. And in fact, it's absolutely right. It's such a, you do feel as though you've helped somebody. It's such an important thing.
It really is rewarding how, if you consider the fact that one donation can save up to 3 lives, it is actually a very significant contribution that you get to make to society, which is 30 minutes of your day every 56 days.
One of our listeners saying, if people were paid a small fee to donate, wouldn't it increase the supply exponentially? That's not legal in South Africa, is it?
That's right, Howard. Unfortunately, we are not able to pay our donors for donating blood. You know, that is against the law. But we do try and give you incentives every now and then if you are able to commit to donating blood. And also, whenever you read the stories from people who receive blood, you actually do realize how much it touches people's lives, whether you think it's a small thing or not. But these donations help people, even some with chronic illnesses, just to be able to lead a normal daily life, something that most of us take for granted, you know. So I think it's really a great contribution to me.
Kansani, can you give us that contact number again for our listeners, please?
That is 0800 11 9031.